أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، the topic of our discussion today on أصول الفقه is استصحاب غير الزمان من التدريجات، that is استصحاب الحركت or استصحاب الجريان والسيلان and استصحاب التكلم. So these types of ishab which are considered as among the tadrijat but not as time, so their istishab is being discussed. That is, istishab can be applicable or can be applied to the things which are among the tadrijat and are categorized as غير الزمان, that is, they are not time. So this kind of istishab is of two kinds. That's sometimes first kinds, the amr tadriji is like, it's like the time and it has got the insaram and inqaza. And if it is like time and having the insaram and inqaza means that it's not possible to combine two of its parts in one time, that one part is present and the other part is absent. So this sequence is repeated, it is known as غير القار, that it is not permanently established, and its examples are the harkat, movement, jaryan, flow, and the takallum, speech, like that. So it may be by itself غير منصرم in the second type, that it is not منصرم in itself, but it is categorized as غير منصرم, but is it has got ثبات or stability in itself, and it is restricted by the time. And although it is again غیرکار, not permanently established, but its being غیرکار, not permanently established, with reference to a restriction, and the restriction is that of time. Like, as the master gave the command about قيام إلى الظهر, that the person should be standing up till the ظهر time, or بالجلوس إلى المغرب, إلى المغرب, or the person is commanded to sit until the مغرب time. So this is the second kind of تدريجات غير الزمان which is mentioned. Referring to the first type of tadrijat, it is seen that the harkat is continuously present as one, that our harkatul mutasilla mawjoodan wahidan, that's a movement in this case is considered as something one, and the ittisal here, the connection here is taken as one unit. So in these cases, there is no problem for the application of istisab. Even if the wahdatul mawzu, that's the unity of the mawzu, is taken arbitrarily by itibar, and it may be by the deep thinking of reason, or it may be the arbitrarily taken from the wahdatul urfiya, said that is the unity established by common understanding or custom. And if it's referred to a movement which is composed of many small movements, and they are the part of a kul, and they are juz, and the harkat which is present there, that is one-sided from one juz to the others, even in that case, there is no problem of the application of istisab, because the mawzu in this case is again one with the aspect of, with the view of al-urf, and even if it's considered many mawzu with reference to the deep thinking of reason. So the urf is the gold standard in these cases. And even if somebody bases his opinion about the adam-e ikhtisas-e hujjiyatul istisab bi mawarid-e shak fi rafi, even in that cases there is application of istisab fil harkat, because the doubt can sometimes be in the persistence of the harkat, and that refers to the shak fil muqtazi. For example, if somebody is moving from Najaf to Kufa, or from England to New York, and then there is a doubt that is he determined for this movement only, or he is also moving to, for example, to Paris also, or to Turkey also. So his reaching up till Kufa from Najaf, or reaching New York from London, in another example, so the doubt here is about the bakaul harkat, that is the persistence of the movement. And this doubt is known as the jihatul shak fil muqtazi, that this doubt is in the muqtazi, in the requisite, and sometimes the doubt is in the bakaul harkat, but it is referred to the doubt fil rafi, that means that he was determined to go from the Kufa to Hilla, or from the New York to Paris, but we don't know that is there something that is stopping his movement or not. When the doubt is in the bakaul harkat, in the persistence of movement, and it is with reference to the possibility of hadusul muqtazi al jadid and mal ilm bi ittifal muqtazi al awwal, that if there are two muqtazi, that one is muqtazi al-awwal, for example, the first movement, and the one is the Muktadiya Sani, that is the second movement. So if there is a possibility of that one being discussed, then the possibility of the happening of the beginning of the harkat towards the second part, for example Hilla or Paris, that has to be discussed, and that harkat is related to the ihtimale huduse muqtazi al jadid, that if a new destination is possibility in considered, so what will be its relationship to the Bakaul Harkat with reference to Istishab? And in all these three types of examples, when there is a doubt in the Baka of Jariyan or Silan, then for example the doubt in the Baka of the Jariyanul Ma or the Silanul Dam fi Babul Has, then it is related to the Shak fil Muqtadi, that the doubt is in the requisite, and when somebody has got doubt about the Bakaul Jariyan min jihat shak fi madatul fi bakaul madatul ilma, that somebody has doubt about the flow of water with the aspect of doubt that whether the source of water is present, is persistent or not, and at other times it is related to the doubt regarding the Rafi. For example, if somebody know that there is persistence of water, but he has doubt that there is there persistence of flow of water because of the possibility of happening of something that can stop it. And the third, when it is related to the possibility that some other source may have come into action, and that is the with the knowledge that the first source, the first mada, has been absent or has disappeared. So in all these three cases, the istishab can be applied. But some of the scholars, like Allama Amini, they negated this application of istishab to the third type. And they raised the claim that the thing which is protecting the unity in these cases of Amure Tadrijiya, which are Ghairul Kara, Kal Harka, is the Dai which is doing that. If there is Wahdatul Dai, then the Harkat is Al Harkatul Wahda. And if there is Ta'addudud Dai, then it is Al Harkatul Mutaaddida. So if the first Dai has disappeared in the third type, and that's certain, then how come the movements which is happening with an other Dai, it can be taken as a continuity of the first movement? So he said that istishab cannot be applied in this case because of the difference of the qadiyat al-mutayakkina wal-mashkuka, that the certain statement and the doubtful statement of istisab, they are different in this case. And this has been answered, the objection has been answered in the way that the thing which is protecting the wahdat is not a dai, but the ittisal is protecting the wahdat in these cases. And if the adam is not interrupting, then the harkat is considered wahida, that the movement is considered one. And if there is happening of the other movement and its persistence with an other dai, but there is no takhallul al-adam, that the absence is not interrupting it, and if the absence is interrupting it, only then it becomes the harkatul mutaddida, even if the dai is one. And that is like the case of a sajda, that if somebody, he went to prostration in the salat with the dai of imtisal, and after completing the zikr he remained in sajda for a moment to get a little relaxation, so that does not nullify his salat, or that does not lead to the butlan of the salat because of this small increase in the amount of sajda or prostration. And sometimes it is taken as that istishab in this kind, if it is taken applicable in itself, it is ruled under a different rule, a different asal, because the shak fi bakaul harka is the musabbib an shak fi hudus da'in akhir, and the originality is its absence. But this argument is rejected on the basis that the ittifaul harka is not from the asar sharia li adame hudus da'i al-akhir. So ittifaul harkat and the asar sharia li adame hudus da'i al-akhir are two different things, and it's not possible to prove its irtifa by the asalat adam al hudus except with the saying of al asal al musbit. So as a result, the correct opinion is that the istishab is applicable in all three forms when there is no interruption of absence or al-adam in these cases. And with the interruption of adam, then the mawzu for its application is no longer there. The Sahibul Kafaya try to solve the problem in a way that there is no barrier of no barrier to application of istishab in the cases like al-harkat, even after the interruption of absence or al-adam, if the interruption is samal, because the gold standard in istishab is the wahdatul urfiya, and a small sukoon, a small stoppage A small stay does not damage the Wahdatul Harkat Urfan. That Urfan, it is still considered as the Wahdatul Harkat. And in that, there is Bakal Mawzu fil Istisab, and when and if it is not based on the Dikkatul Akaliya, but it is based on the Al Masamiyatul Urfiya, and the view of the Urf is more vast with than the deep thinking of reason in most of the cases, except in the case when there is no difference between the reason and urf at a place. So if something is moving and it stopped for a short time, then the urf also says that it is not mutaharik, because the word sakin is true to apply upon it. So when the word sakin becomes fully established, then in that case it is not considered as a continuous harkat, but it is the ijtimai unwan of sakin and mutaharik with the view of urf. And if there is harkat after the sukoon, it is not considered by urf that it is one harkat, but this is considered that it is the second harkat, and this second harkat, and if there is a doubt in the harkat after the sukoon, in this case, then it is not possible to apply istishab, because once the sukoon has been fully established in the harkat-e-awwali, and the harkat-e-awwali stopped certainly yakinan, and the harkat-e-saniya is mashkukatul hadus. So if the mawzul hukum is taken as unwan which is not damaging the truth of sukoon in general, like the unwanul musafir who sits for a small time to relax his tiredness, and he is moving from one destination, one manzil to the other manzil, then that's not objectionable to the application of the unwan of al-musafir, even if the sukoon is for an hour or two. And if somebody has doubt regarding the bakaul safar, then there is no ishkal of the jariyanul istishab, that the application of the istishab in that case, even if it is coming after the sukoon, because the unwanul musafir is still fully established. And this is in against to the unwanul harkat fi mawzul hukum, because in that case the istisab cannot be applied after the sukoon. But then the istisabe sukoon can be applied when the sukoon is fully established and becomes certain. So the jariyanul istisab fil harkat, which is not interrupted by adam or the Adam after the scorn, and that is like the examples of Jeryan and Silan, so that does not needs the repetition. And then something about the application of istishab to the takallum of speech, so it's not something hidden that there is ishtiraq, that it is something which is maujood ghair-e-kar, and there is not the wahdatul haqiqiya min jihat takhallul sukut walo bi qadr tanaffus fi asna'ihi la mahala bi hasb al ada. So the wahdatul haqiqiya in takallum is not found, but what is found is the wahdatul itibariya and the ta'addud of the iddatul min al-jumalat, ke many of the sentences which were spoken, they are taken as one, like the qasid, one qasida or the one surah, although there are many sentences or verses in them. And the istishab is sufficient to be applied with this wahdatul itibariya, because if a qasida begins to be recited and then there is a doubt that whether it has finished or not, so there is no barrier for the application of istishab to this, even if the shak is referred to the muqtazi, like that the qasida was doubtful between the long and small, so if it is small it might have finished, and if it is long it might be present at this time, and even if the shak is referring to the shak fil rafi, like after the finishing of the qasida, if somebody has doubt that something from outside is stopping its complete, has stopped its completion or not, and this is a adamul ikhtisas hujjiyatul istisab bi mawarid shak fir rafi. And then there is some kalam about the salat, which is something murakkaba min ashiya al mukhtalifa. So some people said it is from the maqulatul kaif, like al masmu bil kira, and some people says that it is min maqulatul waza, kar raku and sajda and other things. But it has got wahdatul itibariya, because the shari made this wahdatul itibariya as one thing and from different parts and named it as salat. So if somebody started the salat and then he became in doubt that whether it is finished or not, so there is no barrier for application of istishab and its ruling to be persistent, and it's equal whether the doubt is in muqtadi, like the doubt in the baqa'u salat likaunu salat muraddidatan bain as-salai sana'iyya or rubaiyya, or it's maybe the doubt in the rafi, that somebody has doubt fi baqa'iha li ihtimal hadus qati kar riyaf مثلا. سو ان بوتھ دا کیسز دا استصحاب کین بی اپلائیڈ. اینڈ ریفرنگ ٹو دا قسم ثانی من الزمانی دیٹ ریگارڈنگ دا استصحاب الزمانی اٹس سیکنڈ ٹائپ دیٹ مینس دیٹ دیر از دا ثبات آف دا تھنگ بائی اٹ سیلف دیر از اینڈ اٹ از دا قید بالزمان ان دا لسان الدلیل دیٹ دا ثبات آن اٹ سیلف از ناٹ بینگ ڈسکس بٹ واٹ از امپارٹنٹ از دیٹ دا ود لسان الدلیل دا restriction of the time is making it as a unity. Kal imsak al-muqayyad bin nihar, like stopping of eating and other things which break the fast, and that has been restricted to the day. And if there is doubt with respect, so the doubt can be with respect to the jihat al-shubhat al-mawzu'iyah, and sometimes the doubt can be with reference to the jihat al-shubhat al-hukmiyah. So the first kind, when the fail is muqayyad by adam, like the zaman, for example, it is said that when the imsak is muqayyad by the adam ghuroob shams, that the absence of the sunset, that is the restriction for imsak of the fast. So aw kana jawazul akl wa shurb fi shahr ramzan muqayyadan بے عدم طلوع الفجر. سو ایٹنگ اینڈ ڈرنکنگ ایٹ دا نائٹ آف رمضان دیٹس ریسٹرکٹڈ بائی دا ابسنس آف دا طلوع فجر. اینڈ دیر از نو پرابلم آف اپلیکیشن آف استصحاب العدمی ان دیز کیسز بیکاز the istishabe adame ghuroob shams it is ruling for the wajubul imsak, that if the sunset has not arrived, so then this is the daytime which is established. And the istishabe adame tuloo fajr is giving the ruling for eating and drinking. And at other times the fail can be muqayyad fi lisan ud-dalil bi wujood az-zaman la bi adam ziddihi, ke sometimes the restriction is the wujood az-zaman, like iza kan al-imsak muqayyadan bin nahar و جواز العقل و شرب مقیدن باللیل. دین دا استصحاب از اپلیکیبل ٹو دی نفس آف دا زمان ٹو دا نفس آف دا ٹائم ایز بیفور. اینڈ ریگارڈنگ دا سیکنڈ ٹائپ وین دیر از ڈاؤٹ آف دا پرسسٹنس آف دا حکم لائک شبہت حکمیہ, دین دا ڈاؤٹ از ان دا شبہ مفہومیہ, لائک سم باڈی ہیز ڈاؤٹ ویدر دا غروب وچ از دا غایت لوجوب الامساک, سو از اٹ مینٹ ہیئر دیٹ اٹ از دا استطار القرص دیٹ دا جسٹ دا disappearance of the sun, or on zahab al-humrat al-mashraqiyah, or it is the when the disappearance of the redness on the east has gone, has disappeared. So if there is a, or sometimes there is a doubt due to the ta'aruz al-adilla. So the shubha hukmiya can be due to the ta'aruz al-adilla, like the last time of the Isha prayers. So if there is a doubt that is it the intisaful layl, the middle of the night, as is the famous opinion, or is it the tulul fajr, as it is mentioned by some. And with the obligation that there is hurmat ta'khir amdan on nisful layl. So in that cases, for example, Sheikh and some other people like Sahibul Kafaya, they took the opinion that in anna zaman iza ukhiza qaidan lil fil fala yajri al istisafi wa iza ukhiza zarfan fala mani fi jaryani. So they say that if the zaman is taken as the zarf, then there is no barrier to the application of istisab, but if it is taken as qaid, then there is a barrier to istisab in these cases. But the muhakkik Naini, he rejected both kinds of these istisab because he took the opinion that there is adam e jariyan ul istisab fil shak fil muqtazi ma tafsirihi bi shak fi istidad ush shay lil baqa fi nafsihi bila hudus shay mujibun li inidamihi wa shak fi baqa ul layl wan nahar min kabil shak fil muqtazi bil man al mazkur فَإِنَّ الزَّمَانَ الْمَحْدُودِ كَاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ مِمَّا يَرْتَفِعُ بِنَفْسِهِ فَلَا اِحْتِيَاجِ إِلَىٰ وَجُودِ الرَّافِعِ. So that was the opinion of Ayatullah Naini, Muhakkik Naini, about that. And with reference to the opinion of Ayatollah Khomeini, the istishab of zamaniyat, he says, wa amma ghairul harkat min az-zamaniyat al-mutasarrima al-muqtadiyya fahiya ala aqsam. So he gives, there are certain types of it. And the first type he gives is that ma yakunu tasarrumuhu wa taqtazihi mimma la yarahu al-urf bal yakunu bi nazrihim sabitan ka sa'ir as-sabita ka shulatu as-siraj allati yaraha al-urf baqiyatun fi awwal al-layl ila akhirih min ghairi tasarrum wa taghayyur ma anna al-waqi'a khilafu وَكَشْوَاءِ الشَّمْسِ الْوَاقِعِ عَلَى الْجِدَارِ الَّذِي يَرَوْنَهُ ثَابِتًا غَيْرَ مُتَغَيِّرٍ. And the second time he mentions مَا يَرَى الْعُرْفُ تَصَرُّمُهُ وَتَغَيِّرُهُ لَكِنْ يَكُونُ نَحْوَ بَقَائِهِ كَبَقَاءِ نَفْسِ الزَّمَانِ وَالْحَرْكَةِ مِمَّا يَكُونُ وَاحِدًا عقلاً و عرفاً و ان کانت وحدته و بقاه بعین تصرمه و تقتضیه کصوت ممتد لمثل الراد و امثاله. And the third type he mentions that ما تكون وحدته وبقاه بنهو من الاعتبار مثل ما فرضه شيخ الأنصاري رحم الله عليه بالنسبة إلى الزمان والزمانيات مطلقا. And he says ولعل هذا الاعتبار محتاج إليه في هذا القسم وهو مثل التكلم والقرات النبض والصار. And then according to him ولا إشكال في جريان الاستصحاب في الأول منها سوان جرى في الزمان والحركة أم لا والقسم الثاني حال حاله نفس الزمان والحركة وقد عرفت جريانه فيهما من غير احتياج إلى الاعتبار الذي اعتبره الشيخ الأعظم. And والقسم الثالث أسوأ حالا من الزمان والحركة وإن كان الأقوى جريانه فيه أيضا لمساعدة العرف في صدق البقاء وأن رفع الجد عنه هو نقض اليقين بالشك وهذا مما لا شبهة فيه لكن الظاهر أنه من كبير القسم الثاني من القسم الثالث من الكل لا القسم الأول أو الثالث من الثالث كما اختاره الشيخ الأعظم وتابعه بعض الأعظم ضرورة أن العرف يرى كل كلمة وكلام في خطابة واحدة ومجلس واعظ مجلس واعظ واحد من التحميد والتهليل والشعر والنثر وغيرها موجودا غير ما يلحقه والوحدة بينهما اعتبارية حتى في نظر العرف فما الاشتغال بأوله جرى وجود الموضوع الاعتباري بوجه من المسامحة لا على سبيل الحقيقة فلم يستك نقص اليقين بالشك بالنسبة إلى مجموع إلا بالمسامحة والتأول وقد ذكرنا في ماله إن موضوعات الأحكام تؤخذ من العرف لا لكن لا على وجه المسامحة بل على نحو الحقيقة والدقة العرفية وإن لم تكن على نحو الدقة العقلية فصدق عدم نقص اليقين بالشك ليس إلا بالنسبة إلى ماهية الكلام والخطابة كصدق البقاء بالنسبة إلى نوع الإنسان وعدم نقض اليقين بالشك فيه ثم إن اختلاف الدوائي لا يصير موجبا لاختلاف شخصية الكلام غالبا لأن المتكلم المتشاغل بالكلام كالخطيب والواعظ قد تعرض له الدوائي المختلفة في كلامه ما أنه ما داما متشاغلا به تكون وحدة كلامه محفوظة عرفا ووحدة الكلام وعدمها لا تتقومان بوحدة الداعي وعدمها لا طردا ولا عكسا كما يظهر بالتأمل في مواردي. So he gives his opinion in this case. فَأَمَّا الْقِسْمُ الثَّالِثُ وَهُوَ مَا يَكُونُ الزَّمَانُ قَيْدًا لِأَمْرٍ فَمُسْتَقَرٌّ فَجَرْيَانُ الِاسْتِصْحَابِ فِيهِ كَجَرْيَانِهِ فِي نَفْسِ الزَّمَانِ إِشْكَالًا وَجَوَابًا. And that's how he discusses the third type of istisab also, because he says, Anna manatul ashkal fil aqsam usalisa wahid wahwa anna takzib wa tasarrum fil mustasib hal yujibu adam jaryanihi amla fakama idha shakka fi bakain nahar yakunu istisabun nahar moridan lil bahas kazalika idha qaidal jayyadal جلوس بن نہار یقون و محل البیس معاہدہ شکا فی بقائن نہار ون الجلوس المتقید بعمر متسرم حل یجری فی الاستصاب عملہ و اما استصاب نفس وجوب الجلوس بعد مضان نہار فلیسا مورد للبیس آہما این That was all the gist of discussion in this case. Although there are some points which do remain, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.